another smooth slide in the second base by young Timmy Davis.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, we're just whining about no power to the board, but we got to know. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We got the Tim in the Morning Show, and of course, in the special guest chair, we got Mr. Noah Vail.
Yes.
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear, too. Yeah. That's what they tell me.
That's what they tell them, anyway.
That's what Facebook says, anyway.
That's what Facebook says.
Yeah.
So what do we got here?
We've the grizzled compadre.
Yeah.
Facebook said this time.
And, you know, I did see it yesterday, and I thought, oh, I'll have to make a change to that, you know, so.
Make a change.
What
grizzled old compadre.
Oh, no. What? No, the name.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, there was one in there. I already saw one post to the SKR.com put on themselves that spelled my name wrong.
So I know.
Correct it.
Well, we'll have to make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
Anyway, 10 degrees out there, everyone. A little crispy.
Beautiful day, though.
It is
beauty. It's cloudy and
we do have some cloud up there, but 40% chance of showers.
At least.
Yeah.
But just early this morning.
Not this early.
No, not this early, but between now and then.
Yeah, let's just say early this morning. 40%.
That's neat. There's a weather forecast specifically for my city.
Yeah.
And it applies to wherever you live. That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyways, it's going to clear this morning, then fog patches dissipating this morning.
I thought you were going to say fog hats playing later today.
Well, I got lots of fog hats
I'll
here.
I'll bet.
Yeah. High of 19 degrees, UV index 5 or moderate. Yeah. Won't need to wear that tinfoil hat today.
Not too badly.
No.
Were they still calling for rain on Saturday?
Few showers, 40%. High of only 16. Look at these highs.
Yeah.
Man, they're not very high.
No, they're not. It's not summer anymore.
No, but...
In fact, what's the date today? The 20th?
19th today, yeah.
Saturday's first day of fall.
Is it? And luckily, Friday's going to be sunny, though. High of 23.
Yeah, good apple-picking weather.
And good bike-riding weather.
Yeah, you should be picking apples instead, though.
Yeah, I know.
I need some apples picked.
Oh, do you? Oh, you got apple trees too, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know we had apple juice?
No.
Well, you knew we had apple
juice. Oh, yes, apple juice, yeah. I thought you just got the juice or the apples from somewhere else.
Well, I got to pick them. Oh. Some of them got picked, but I'm going to pick some more.
Yeah. So I put a whole bunch of music in the gear or in the Noah bin today.
Be careful. You're going to get me mixed up and get this other guy in a lot of grief.
And so I was kind of wondering what kind of interests you here. I know there's some stuff you might not know, like the fabulous June Sisters.
I've heard of them.
Have you? We could probably start off with them. Yeah. Sure.
If
secrets.
I had a radio station, I would.
I would, yeah. It's just got... Pick Me all over it.
It does. It's the name of the song, isn't it?
Sure Our Secrets is the name of the tune, and it's from the album of 2010, You Can't Take a Bad Girl Home.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Anyway, this is a Tiff Gin song right here on South Kootenai Radio. Let's hit play.
You take your time holding my hand. My fingers are numb. I'm frozen again. You wait around, I wear this frown. And I don't understand why we have to start all over again. Share our secrets, our little mystery.
I think you should do a fourth, buddy.
You're listening to the South Kootenai radio station here in the Creston Valley.
really get all the scoop on why they broke up.
Of course, you know, with Joe Walsh planned, we're talking about the Eagles movie, or documentary, yeah, I guess it
History
is.
History of the Eagles.
History of the Eagles, yeah.
They were just in Calgary, and we were talking to a friend of ours at the credit union the other day who went to see that show, and she just said it was, they played for about 3 hours. And
Just,
they each came out. I guess they each did something individually.
Yeah.
Too, and kind of told their story or something. From what the way I understand the gal putting it. Timothy Schmidt was my favorite because Poco was my favorite band.
Oh, yeah.
And he was,
I went to see them years ago.
I did, too. I saw him a couple of times.
I figured you would.
It's just amazing.
Yeah,
they opened for, last time I saw them, they opened for Yes in St. Louis. He's talking about the wrong cartoon, but
yeah, that's like Jimi Hendrix backing up the Monkees.
Yeah, exactly.
which actually happened.
Oh, I bet it did.
He was part of the tour, and after 5 shows, they said, doesn't quite match.
No, it doesn't match. And somebody like the Monkees wouldn't want somebody showing them up either.
So. Well, of course, the kids back then probably didn't get it.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
Whatever. But what do we got here? 7:45. We're going to do some Canadian history for you. I'll try to be brief.
Is it this day in Canadian
history? This day in Canadian history.
Wow.
Yeah, and the first one.
How do they know what's going to happen? If it's this day in Canadian history, how do they know yet what's actually happened? In history, because the day is only like 7 hours and 45 minutes old. They're just totally ignoring like 17 hours and 15 minutes of the day.
Yeah.
16 hours and 15
minutes. Well, I guess so today won't be history. Well, you just yet. Matter of fact, this history is old.
Oh, okay. All right.
Old history.
I just want to make sure I got it right here.
And it's so old. Well, actually, our first story isn't that old. It's going back to 1985, but I remember.
That was just the other day.
Just the other day. Yeah.
Discussion we were having about Joe Walsh. Yeah, I saw him recently. Well, 1988.
88, that's right, yeah. But this story is out of Ottawa, 1985, and that's when Fisheries Minister John Fraser reverses himself and orders a recall of 1 million cans of rancid tuna after media reports that some cans contained rotted fish.
Oh, he just caved.
He did.
He had no backbone.
But he had no backbone, but get a load out of this. He resigns on September 23rd, a couple of days later, because his ministry at first refused to recall the Starkist product. He's later elected, and I use that to him very loosely, Speaker of the House of Commons, which means he was appointed by the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Elected. That's the wrong word, folks.
Who would have been the president? Was that back in Mulroney days?
I think it was. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure it was, yeah.
The chin.
Yeah, the chin, yeah. The chin and the... my dad always said the deeper Mulroney's voice was, the more he's lying. And I believed him after I heard that.
Yeah, well, your dad was lying too, so, you know.
Oh, no.
Just about that. Just about that.
Yeah, but I don't think so. No.
No.
I don't agree, yeah. Also in 1980, this Terry Fox was invested as a Companion of the Order of Canada, the one-legged cancer victim whose marathon run across Canada raised millions of dollars for cancer research. He's the youngest, so honored.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go. Sylvia Tyson was born on this day in 1940, and she's a folk country singer.
She is, too.
Yeah. Born Sylvia Fricker. On this day in Chatham.
I can see why she married a guy with a different last name.
And kept that name.
Yeah.
That's right. Born in Chatham, Ontario, she grew up singing in the choir at her family's church. But at age 15, she decided she wanted to be a folk singer and moved to Toronto after finishing high school. Soon after, hooked up with coffeehouse singer and ex-rodeo cowboy Ian Tyson. And in 1960, they started performing as Ian and Sylvia, marrying in 1960, and in 1961 they cut their first album, and Ian's song, Four Strong Winds, became a major international hit. Sylvia's song, You Were On My Mind, was a 1965 hit for the Wee Five.
And I didn't know she wrote that.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, and also recorded by fellow Canadian Joni Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot. In 1970, they pulled together their Great Speckled Bird country rock album. They had a great guitar player in that band, Amos Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they started the CTV network show Nashville North, later the Ian Tyson Show.
Yeah. Cam Malloy was on that.
Well, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. We might have to play some Cam after this. Yeah. Well, I'll play some Sylvia first.
Yeah.
Then we'll follow it up with Cam.
Yeah, yeah, just to derail you here, when Cam went to do that show, we were playing in Wetaskiwin.
Oh, yeah.
Alberta, which was that's a real hub of entertainment, let me tell you.
I've heard but that.
They taped the show on a Monday night, and Cam was gone, and so the band played without Cam, and I, in my way of usually liking to report nothing but the truth, I said Cam was away because he had to go to court because he got arrested for trying to teach a sheep how to talk. And when he came back the next night, there was these... I remember this gal coming and go, oh, I heard what happened to you. That was so unfair. Just trying to teach a sheep. I mean, this gal just bought a hook, line, and sinker. I'm going, oh, God, I got to watch what I say.
Yeah, people are pretty gullible.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's my delivery. A Dan Rather delivery on stuff like that.
I think so, yeah. Well, I think I pretty much
said it all.
It just kind
of split up.
Yeah, they did, yeah, and that's why it was just called the Ian Tyson Show after that. Hmm. But what do you call it? Touch the Earth from 1975 to 1980. She hosted a CBC radio folk show. There you go.
And do you remember the quartet?
It's right there. The quartet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to think who was in it.
Cindy Church was one of them. I can't remember who the other two were. There was four. Quartet. Yeah, duh.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I thought it was like Dolly Parton and...
There was Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris and...
That's right, Emmylou Harris, yeah. Of course, I could Google that.
You could.
I mean, I do have the technology.
We're Googling, folks. Pack a lunch.
Yeah, pack a lunch.
Now it's time to go for coffee.
Official website. Look at that. Canadian folk singer, Muntry, and music supergroup, Sylvia Titan, Caitlin Hanford, Cindy Church, and Gwen Swick. There you go.
Yeah.
We were totally...
The Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and I forget who was in
that
the
That was a trio. That a trio, was... Yeah. And Linda Ronstadt was in that band, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those three. Yeah, getting all mixed up with the girl supergroups.
Everybody's sitting out there going, would you guys get it together?
Yeah.
Turn the power off on the board, would you?
That's right. But actually, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a Sylvia Tyson song. Of course, Ian Tyson's with them and a few other band members. And this was recorded on the Hootenanny, November the 9th, 1963. So
I used to watch that show, Hootenanny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of folkier version of the show Shindig. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd probably be what I was watching.
Probably was. Yeah. Give me some heavy rock.
That's right.
Sitting there going, folk me.
Folk me, yeah. So, like I say, this is 1963, and the quality will show. So,
so watch closely.
Please. Watch closely. Get your eyeball
this
right
up. This is being
there.
Streamed live on the website, too, I think.
It is, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, let me be a solid dog.
right, there you go, Salty Dog Blues. Sylvia Tyson there taking the lead with Salty Dog Blues. Right here on South Kootenai Radio, and as promised, we're going to do a follow-up here with Cameron Malloy, and there will be no sheep talking here, folks.
Barrooms, truck stops, rocking mountaintops, coming down lonesome country roads. Tugboats, survey crews, cowboys and Indians too. I wanna show you all the noise. I've sung so many songs, trying to please you, trying to ease a little pain. Sometimes dreams, you know, slip right past you, wash away like dust in the rain. Passing through this town again, stop seeing old friends, and sit a while and sing our cares away. Wine to fill the cup, sing until the sun comes up, got to hit the road at the break of day. I've got to ramble, mama, you've got to trust me, you know our love will never fall. I get this feeling, mama, deep within me, hear that open highway call. Mama, that's how it must be. It's written deep in my veins. Sometimes dreams, you know, slip right past you, washed away like dust in the rain. Barrooms, truck stops, rocky mountaintops, here comes another lonesome country road.
When I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley, I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, cause I'm Batman.
It's the Outlaws from their very first album in 1975, Knoxville Girl. I'm not quite sure how that one slipped in, but...
Well, you had it on the list.
I had it on the list, and I guess I must have
probably how it slipped in.
Yeah. Crazy how
somebody
that
put it on the playlist.
Yeah, anyways, what do we got here? It's 8:02. We're starting to fall behind schedule. I hate it when that happens.
You don't want to do that. Not in this business, because there's...
Oh, Joe's just going to lose it.
Oh,
well, maybe.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, maybe he already did.
Yeah. Well, the whole crew's here, and of course, they're standing there with their arms crossed, and they're tapping their toe, and it isn't to the music, folks.
No, it's very impatient.
It's the impatient toe tap. So anyways, we're going to let them have a whole 4 minute and 30 seconds.
And they better use it wisely, or it's the last one they get.
That's right, or we'll be giving them the hook.
right.
All right, we'll catch you in a bit in the second half hour.
It is September 19th.
The fat cats are up in the farmhouse now. Lord, they're doing the do-si-do. The broadcasters fought off the FCC. Big O's got the EPA. By the big fish, swallowed up head and tail. Then the big fish are eaten by the bigger fish, till we're all in the belly of the whale. Now everybody's working for the man again. Everybody's working for the man.
Alright, there we go. We've got a link, Ray, bringing us up to this day in rock or
Neil
music.
Young, one history. Of Neil Young's favorite guitar players.
Yeah, that's right.
Neil said Link Ray was the father of grunge way before, way, like 20,
oh, is that right,
30 years before grunge actually happened.
Well, I don't know if you ever seen that documentary out there with, called It Might Get Loud with Jimmy Page.
I don't think I have.
Who else was in that? The Edge. Which I didn't think, he didn't seem to fit in there very good. But then they had Jack White there too. Eh? And Jack was only going just to steal all the secrets from the old dogs. That's what he said. But anyways, they're interviewing Jimmy Page at the beginning. And he's got like a music room there at his house. And it's just albums, like as far as the eye can see. And he goes out and he picked out this Link Ray tune. And I thought he was going to... Okay, I know I'm probably not allowed to say it, but I will. He thought he was going to piss his pants. He really liked
Luckily
it.
Luckily it's cable TV, too.
Luckily it is, yeah. HBO. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
All right, let's get on with things here. We're totally sidetracked now.
We are. Yeah. And you did that to yourself. I didn't even have to do it this time.
I could tell you were feeling
uncomfortable. I can leave now.
Yeah, he was tapping his
the concept.
He was tapping his toe impatiently.
My work is done.
All right, what do we got here? A couple of birthdays. A short guy here, Paul Williams, born in 1940.
He got shorter as he went.
I think he did. And that's when he started wearing them tall cowboy hats.
He didn't die; he just disappeared.
Yeah, he wrote that song for Three Dog Night, a old fashioned love song.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He wrote a bunch of really...
He did.
I don't remember what they are now, but at the time, in
at
his
the time,
day...
In his day.
We knew who he wrote it for and what he wrote.
Oh, and I lied earlier. I said Cass Elliot was born on this day in 1940. It's actually 1941.
Oh, gosh. You got to clean that up, Tim. There's too many fact-checkers out there. There's Google. There's, you know, you're going to get...
Oh, and then if you really want to do a good job on your fact-checking, don't go to Wikipedia.
No. Not really.
No. I tell you, it seemed like a couple of days I was looking up stuff. It was all wrong. Yeah. Anyways, John Coughlin, drummer for Status Quo, born in 1946. Of course, I'm a huge Status Quo fan.
What was their big hit? I
can't remember. Big Fat Mama. 4,500 times. Their big breakthrough one, Pictures of a Matchstick Man.
Yeah, okay, that one I remember. Yeah.
That was a bit of a psychedelic album. Then they got to the boogie rock after that. Yeah. That one came out in 68, that Matchstick Man.
I remember that.
Yeah, but Status Quo, Hello, and Piledriver are probably my favorite albums of all time.
Did you listen to The Crying Shames?
The Crying Chains?
Yeah. Shames.
Shames, no. Yeah. I don't know them.
I figured if anybody would, you would.
No. Afraid not. What else we got here? On this day, we're going to start our useless trivia throughout the years.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We didn't start that at 7:30? Here, I thought we were in that segment from the start.
Yeah, it's all useless, right? It's because it's like...
But in a very useful way.
That's right, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, well, first story is from 1968, and that's when Steppenwolf earned a gold record for their U.S. number two hit, Born to Be Wild. Mm. And in 1969, CCR scored their only U.K. number one single with Bathroom on the Right.
Yeah.
Or Bad Moon Rising. Yeah. That was it, yeah. This story just blows me away. What were they thinking? Or, I mean, what were they taking is what it's more like. Yeah, 1973, 26-year-old Graham Parsons, formerly of the Birds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, died under mysterious conditions in Joshua Tree, California. His death is attributed to heart failure. Yeah, right. But later is officially announced as due to a drug overdose. See, I told you. Yeah. His coffin was stolen by two of his associates, manager Phil Kaufman and Michael Martin, a former roadie for the Birds, and is taken to Cap Rock in California desert where it is set afire. They say in accordance to Parsons' wishes. Yeah. The two were later arrested by police.
I met the guy that did. I'm not sure if it was... Which one of the two it was, but it was Emmylou Harris's road manager when the Nairobi Trio, this cowboy group I was in, played with Emmylou at the Flathead Festival down in Columbia Falls, Montana.
Yeah.
And I met that guy.
Bizarre or what?
No. It was okay then. It was, and talked to Emmylou about it too, when she introduced me to this guy. And she and Graham Parsons were really, they were music, but might have been lovers too. I don't know, but they were quite a musical item back then.
Oh yeah,
too. And it was legit. That's what he wanted.
Yeah,
he didn't want to be stuck in a box and stuck in the ground.
No,
so it was according to his wishes. It was a little bizarre. And somebody stole Charlie Chaplin's body right about the same time too.
Right.
But I don't think it was the same guy.
Yeah. I have another story that's similar. But I'm not going to get into it.
Now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't want to take away from this one here.
No,
I may tell you one day. Yeah.
Let's get back into this before people's interest starts to wane.
That's right. Okay, 1978, Linda Ronstadt's latest release, Living in the USA, is issued with advance orders of 2 million units, making it double platinum before it even hits the stores. Yeah. I'd had the hit Back in the USA on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1981, Simon and Garfunkel get back together for a concert at New York Central Park 11 years after splitting up. And also in 1981, on the strength of the single Start Me Up, the Rolling Stones album Tattoo You started a 9-week run at number one on the Billboard album chart, primarily composed of outtakes from previous recording sessions, some dating back a decade.
Hmm.
It's the last Rolling Stone album to reach the top position on the U.S. charts.
Really?
And in 2004, the Guinness Book of World Records figures that show that Status Quo have had more hit singles in the U.K. than any other band in history. The group made the chart 61 times, dating from Pictures of Matchstick Men in 1968 to You'll Come Around in 2004. Queen was second with 52 hits. The Rolling Stones and UB40 had 51 hits each. There you go. Who knew?
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. I tell you, we're just full of it here.
Yes. We are.
Yeah, and in 2006, one more show here. Danny Flores was played saxophone for the Champs. 1958 number one hit Tequila, passed away at the age of 77.
Oh,
there you go. All right, as mentioned, Cass Elliott, born on this day in 1941. We're going to start off with Cass singing Dream a Little Dream of Me.
What a singer.
Oh, yeah. And feel free to sing along, too.
I will.
Not you, but...
I will.
Excuse me. All right, here we go.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. That leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
the office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Favorite Simon and Garfunkel songs of all time.
And they got together on this day in, what year was that? 1981.
Yeah.
Yeah, played in Central Park. I think they ended up putting an album out of that.
And a, not exactly a movie, but there's a video I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Of the show, too.
Yeah, or an album. I think that's what I...
I think there was an album, but there was a... It was filmed. So
yeah. Cool.
You can get a DVD of it.
All right, and we had CCR, of course, their only number one hit in England, Bad Moon Rising.
Them Brits, they just don't get it.
No, 1969 that was, yeah. And, of course, starting things off with Cass Elliot there, who was born on this day in 1941. Oh, I forgot. We like to do the Cross Canada weather here.
We like to very much.
We like to, but... But of course,
we've been denied that pleasure today.
We do, because that darn Joe, he threw us off. Eh? But anyways, in the Crescent Valley, what is it? It's 10 degrees here. We're going up.
It's not in Crescent. That's for my city.
Oh,
but it does say Crescent.
It does say Crescent. Yeah.
So everybody,
you threw me off there when you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for, Tim.
Yeah, to throw me off.
Yeah,
huh?
Really.
Yeah. So going up to 19 degrees. With some possible showers this morning, 40%. Yeah. Now, across the country, over in Vancouver, they're looking at 14 degrees right now with mainly sunny conditions. 1 degree in Whitehorse.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. That northern cool air is coming down. Yeah.
Yes,
but it's sunshine in there.
Yeah. That means it feels at least like 3.
Yeah. And check Calgary out. 3 degrees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's sunny there. Oh, yes. Pardon me. No, it's 6 in Calgary.
Oh, yeah. The heck.
You're 3 in Whitehorse. See, I slipped there.
There you go.
It happened.
Slipped and fell.
Yeah, Toronto, mix of sun and cloud, 17 degrees. Sunny in Halifax, 19, and the St. John's, Newfoundland, sunny and...
Okay, here's a question. We were just having a discussion the other day. The other company that's shortlisted for the World Juice Award...
Right.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
That we're up for Apple Juice. Their company is called Lehave, L-E-H-A-V-E Forests, and they're from somewhere in Nova Scotia, I'm not sure. Oh. And I know at one time there had to have been, but are there still forests? And this is a stupid question. Something somebody from the Missouri prairies would say, but
yeah.
Are there forests, sizable forests left in Nova Scotia?
Well, there are, but you got to remember the province is like only a couple of hundred air miles long.
Like 30 feet wide and 60
feet
long.
They got some pretty good stands of trees there.
Yeah. I knew they obviously would have had to have at some time, but...
Yeah, no, they still do, but... Like where it is in New Brunswick, they've been pretty good on replanting of forest that they bring down. So it's
okay. On the map, point to where New Brunswick would be.
That's where that right between Nova Scotia and Quebec, that little place in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
and PEI is
PEI. Well, it hardly shows up on the map. It just looks like a little sandbar there right now. But well, which is actually what it is.
I guess my map doesn't go much east of Manitoba.
Well, that's funny. When I first moved out west, there were so many people that badmouthed the east, but had never been.
We've never been there. Absolutely.
Never been east of Swift Current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back there someday, but I just...
Yeah. Oh, it's really nice.
Times, but never east of there.
Well, I'll tell you, this is almost the time of year to go down there when all of those trees that you were talking about are turning... Just such a vibrant color.
Yeah, same. Yep. When I go back to Kansas City for that reunion concert in October, first part of October, it'll be prime. Prime time there for the trees.
For the trees, yeah. Actually, my brother sent me a picture here the other day, and they got the first tree. The leaves are starting to change.
Well, I noticed on some of the little bush, kind of short bushy trees going, where would we go? Last week.
Probably down 10th?
No, we went to Roslyn.
Oh.
We went over for the Roslyn market last Thursday.
Right.
And things are starting to turn.
Yeah. They are. It's that time of year, folks. When did you say the fall was starting in
a
couple
of days?
Yeah. Oh, 2 days. It was Saturday, I think you said.
Yeah.
Where was it? And that's supposed to be, a rainy day.
Yeah.
High of 16. Unbelievable. All right, we've got to get another tune spinning here. I think I'm going to play some Alan Lean right now.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
He just had carpal tunnel syndrome.
Did he?
Yeah. Never guess which hand he had.
Well, it must be in his...
the only one he has. Yeah.
On his front fingers,
right.
Yeah.
You got it right. Some people don't get that.
Carpal tunnel, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. From guitar playing, or?
Well, probably everything, because whereas we can share stuff between two hands, he's just going to one.
Wow. He must use strings that are too tight, or too thick.
Maybe.
That happened to Gordy Johnson in Big Sugar. Carpal tunnel.
Oh, a lot of guitar players
get that. And, of course, he uses heavy strings.
Yeah, a lot of guitar players get that.
Anyway, speaking of Gordy Johnson, he's going to be playing up at the Hume with Lee Harvey Osmond.
Oh, really?
Yes, in October. October the Saturday night there. I think it's October the 8th or something like that.
At the Spirit Bar?
At the Spirit Bar, yeah. And also, another tune there, another group I want to go see, or another musician. She does the Bargain Shop Panties. Oh, from Manitoba. What the heck? That's just...
It's a lingerie, Manitoba.
Oh, here it is. I got it right here. She's got a new album out, Little Miss Higgins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. A new album just come out called The Bison Ranch Recording Sessions. But she's playing up there 2 weeks later.
Speaking of Nelson, there's a new music venue coming.
Oh?
It was apparently down on the east end of... Baker, or maybe on Vernon, but it used to be called the Savoy. I don't know just where it is.
Right.
But there's guys coming in there. It's a guy that does Shambhala.
Oh, yeah.
His is putting it together, and it'll be quite a performance venue to kind of take the place of the Royal.
Yeah,
I don't know how soon it's going to be open, but there was a guy over early this week, a friend of ours from there, and we were talking about shame the Royal was gone. And
Nobody's picked it up yet.
No, but these people are working on it. So.
Oh, right on. Yeah. But it was good to see the Spirit Bar there.
Yeah, the Spirit Bar, Micah said, was actually the nicest place to play in town.
Yeah, because I had lunch there the other day, and so I asked the waitress, I said, how many people does this place hold? You know, about 400, she says.
Uh-huh. I've never been in it, but
no, it looks pretty nice.
Yeah, Micah said it was the nicest venue, but they usually don't have a lot of bands, and if they do, it's
Well, they got a lot of bands now, and I think they're picking up some of the slack from the Royal too. Eh?
Yeah.
But no, that's good to see. But anyway, yeah, two big acts coming, and it's right on weekends that I get company. Oh, well, what can you do?
Tell your company, here's the TV, here's the remote.
That's right.
There's stuff in the fridge. We'll be back tomorrow.
That's right. Or come on up to Nelson with me.
Oh, yeah, you could do that if you really wanted to share with your company.
That's right. Anyhow, back to Allen Lane.
yeah, that's right.
All right, Brand New Day is what we're going to listen to. This is from his Danger Zone album.
Yeah, it's a Van Morrison song.
There you go. For all you Van the Man fans out there.
Remember recording that very well.
Dark clouds pass away and the sun begins to shine. I see my freedom from across the way, and it comes right in on time, and it shines so bright. Gives so much light, and it comes down from the sky above. It makes me feel so free. It makes me feel like me, and it fills my heart with love. And it seems like, and it feels like. And it seems like, and it feels like a brand new day. A brand new day. I was lost and double crossed. My hands were tied behind my back. Long time hurt, I'm thrown in the dirt and shoved out on the railroad tracks. I was used, abused, and so confused, and I had no place to run. Till I stood and looked, and my eyes got hooked on that beautiful morning sun. And it seems like, and it feels like, and it seems like, and it feels like a brand new day. Brand new day. the sun shines down on all the ground. And the grass is oh so green. And my heart is still, and I've got the will, and I know that it feels so mean. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes right now. Here it comes right in on time. And it eases me, and it appeases me, and it satisfies my mind. And it seems like, and it feels like, and it seems like, and it feels like a brand new day. A brand new day. A brand new day.
When you're at work listening to South Kootenai Radio, there's lots of dancing in your chair.
Thank you.
Gotta have a little Terry Hill there.
Our very own Terrence Hill.
Yes, the Grapevine Warp album would come out in 2011. And
started recording it in 2008.
Oh, that's right.
He had this little prostate cancer thing flare up on him during that time that kind of derailed his...
Cut in the way, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he got her out of there.
Yeah.
In 2011. Those Eyes was the name of that particular tune. And what do we have before that? We had some Doobie Brothers, Daughters of the Sea.
That was a cool song.
Yep.
I hadn't heard that before.
No, me either. You know, and of course I've had that album for ages. Guess I just didn't listen to that side much. What were once vices are now habits.
No, I've never had that one.
19.
I actually never owned a Doobie Brothers album.
Oh, China Grove
didn't need
was
to.
My
Everybody
favorite.
Else on Everybody Earth else had that. One, so yeah. I didn't have to.
Yeah. No, they were real popular, I think, when I was in grade 12, I guess. I used to really play the crap out of China Grove, you know, all those ones.
I always liked the Patrick Simmons stuff. I wasn't a real Tom Johnston fan.
No.
And Tom Johnston wrote all the hits were his.
Except this one.
Okay.
Patrick Simmons wrote that one.
I always liked Patrick Simmons. Like Clear as a Driven Snow, you remember that song on the... Their second album, can't think of what it was called.
Stampede?
No.
Is that Stampede? No. Ah, geez. So here we are. Anyway. I'm not going to Google it, but...
No,
because we're running out of time.
We are running out of time. Yeah.
So, of course...
Toes are tapping.
Oh, toes are tapping. Yeah. It's the impatient tap.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But anyway, let's see if we can't fix you up here with some J.J. Cale and Eric Clapton.
I don't think I've heard
this. This is from The Road to Escondido. They put it out in 2006, actually. Dead End Road's the name of this tune. Right here on...
Sooth Kootenai Radio.
I hadn't have you do that yet today.
I know you haven't.
If you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
Of a kind, that Mark Knopfler.
Yes, and of course Emmylou Harris there helping out. That's from their 2006 release, All the Road Running, and a tune called This Is Us. Great album, that
great,
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure is.
So you got some news for us, Gary.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You sound so enthused.
Oh, yes, you make me talk about it, yeah. No, I won't be able to be here next week or the week after. I've got to...
Damn.
Go to Germany.
Oh, it's that quick already?
Yeah. Yeah, we're leaving next week, next Thursday for Spokane to fly out to Seattle to catch a plane to Amsterdam and then get on a plane to Cologne, Germany for the World Juice Awards again.
All right.
Red apple juice shortlisted for best new juice in the world.
Along with that other outfit in Nova Scotia,
Le Havre Forests in Nova Scotia for their Haskaberry juice.
Haskaberry?
Yeah, H-A-S-K-U-P. They also call them honey berries. Huh. But they're the color of a blueberry or a huckleberry, but they're kind of elongated things.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe the length of your last part of your little finger.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit longer. And we actually planted some last year because it seemed like kind of an intriguing thing. And the Japanese market is just wild for these things.
Oh, is that right?
But they're the other shortlist. So that's kind of neat for the World Juice Awards, the whole world of juice. It's two Canadian companies.
Right.
And Canada isn't really that big a presence at the Juice Awards either. You would think with Sunripe and other juice companies that there would be some representation. But last year there was us and one other fellow from Quebec were the only Canadian companies at the World Juice Conference.
Hmm.
So this one...
Yeah.
To be good this year. So no matter which way it goes, a Canadian will win.
Right on.
We never thought we'd be shortlisted 2 years in a row. I was hoping we would.
That's pretty cool.
Because I really wanted to go back to the conference again. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It's literally the world of juice. And a week before last, we got an email, and Sue read it, and then I was gone. I had to make a run down to the dump, and when I got back, and Denise works with us doing the juice too, so Sue folded the paper up and put it on the bottle filler, and when I got back, she said, there's something on the filler we've got to open, and we all have to be there when it's open. And I'm trying to think, was there a bottle of juice ready to explode, or did a bottle break, or something like that, and couldn't figure out what it was, and I was looking at the filler, and I didn't see anything. And so, well, what are you talking? So she goes, no, the piece of paper, and I got it. And Denise and I are standing there together. And I looked at Denise, and I said, you know, we're both fired. That's what this is. And I opened it up, and it said that we were, out of all the nominations that they'd gotten, tons of nominations for all these different categories, and we were shortlisted.
Oh, right on.
The World Juice Award for Best New Juice. So the awards are October 3rd.
Right.
But we're leaving next week, so we got 2 or 3 days in Cologne before the conference starts.
Right,
and then we got to get right back afterwards because Sue's got a really neat thing she's going to in Cologne, and then I got to fly to Kansas City right away for the reunion concert of Denver Lock, my band from the late 70s. And it's neat, a lot of the promo now says Denver Lock with Connie Dover because she's the one of us that actually kind of made a name for herself. So.
Yeah.
Huh. But they're doing everything they can to get people to the show. And it's that'll be a neat show for anybody. It's going to be in Kansas City on October 11th.
Wow.
But there's
might have to see if we've got any plane tickets left.
Five different bands. They do. It's not that much out of Spokane, too.
Yeah.
About 280 bucks round trip.
Wow.
I mean, it's worth flying down there. I mean,
that's right, like that.
You've never been to Kansas City.
Never have, no.
You need to.
No. Well, it's hope to get down there one of these days. You know,
it's October 11th. It'd be a good time.
That'd be a good time, man. Well,
Knucklehead Saloon is the name of the place, but it's supposed to be a beautiful concert venue.
Right. Huh. So I better write that down.
Better write that down.
The Knucklehead Saloon.
October 11th.
See, I know I got company that weekend. Of course.
Well, bring them along.
Yeah, see, and that's the same thing as the Spirit Bar in Nelson.
Right. And the Sasquatch tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Let's give a plug on that one.
Yeah, for the inaugural event of the Creston Media and Music Society. It's a show tomorrow night with Val Whiteman and Mark Koenig. And Carl Sommerfeld and I are playing with Mark.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. Then on Saturday is Elena Young, and I forget who the other.
Yeah, I just forget. And of course, I didn't call it up.
No, you didn't call it up. But, let's say next Thursday, I won't be here. I'll be on the way to Cologne, Germany.
I'll have to do my best without you.
Yeah. Just remember, Tim, every time things are going smoothly, change the subject and then come back to it. So.
Or just forget to turn the power on to the board.
That for an hour and a half, And people go, Tim, that was the best show I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Wow. And all the sounds of silence.
That's right. All right, so we're going to finish up here with some Leave on Helm
from
the Electric Dirt album. It's come out in 2009, and this particular tune is called When I Go Away. So have a great...
late, great Leave on Helm.
That's right,
never late another like
and him. Heavy on the great.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, have a great day, everyone. Dog!